I want to speak out before we start a shtickle of Yismach Moshe on Parshas Ekev. He says, the Mishnah says, Ha'ish Mekadesh, so he has a kasha. L'chayra, Ha'ish Mekadesh would be mashma bal karchai. The Gemara says on the base, Ha'isha Niknis is mashma midaita, but Ha'ish Mekadesh would be mashma bal karchai. We know it's not true that you can't be Mekadesh bal karchai. Aye, it says Ha'ish Mekadesh. So he says, since it says Ha'ish Mekadesh boyu v'shluchai, even if Lu Yitzuyiru would be true, you would be allowed to be Mekadesh and Isha bal karcha. Avada, that's not a nice thing to do. You would not be able to make a shliach to be Mekadesh bal karcha. Because ein shliach advar avera. So since the Mishnah says, Ha'ish Mekadesh boyu v'shluchai, that nixes it. There's no tzad to declare that the mashmoyus of Ha'ish Mekadesh is bal karcha. Forget about it. It can't be bal karcha, obviously, from the context that you can do with a shliach. Frek the Yismach Moshe, he brings a raya. Why wouldn't you be allowed to be mekadesh bal karcha with a shliach? Because it's chav lacherim. But he has rayas that when you pay a shliach, you don't just memana a shliach. You make a shliach b'schar, then you can even do chav lacherim. And I'm sorry, tabrikush l'duchte. Maybe takah ish mekadesh is bal karcha. Aye, how could he even do it b'shliach? Because he paid the shliach. Maybe that's the case. And now it's back shver. Maybe there's a mashmois that our ish mekadesh could be bal karcha. Says the Yismach Moshe, light bulb. I spoke about this 2 days ago. Mitzvah bo yosim b'shluchai. What if you pay money to someone? The Yismach Moshe holds, if you pay money, for some people paying money is more than schwitzing doing it yourself. So even if it would be true, mitzvah bo yosim b'shluchai, but if you pay the shliach, you pay a shliach, that's just as good as if you did it. Now the Mishnah says, the Yismach Kaddish bo yosim b'shluchai, the Gemara says, to make a diyit, mitzvah bo yosim b'shluchai. So we're obviously going that you didn't pay money, because if you paid money, there wouldn't be a kedima to buy a shluchai. You didn't pay money. Now it could be that it's bal karchai. Lefi zeh, he wants to say, that's why Rashi, on Beis Amud Aleph, when the Gemara says, Maishna Hasam, that it says, Ish Mekadesh, Rashi adds, Ha'ish Mekadesh, boyu b'shluchai. What does he need to do that for? He's alluding to this knesh, that don't try to make the scam. It can't be that it's with money. Zachinu, why am I speaking out this Yismach Moshe? Because it's a chiddish.
Can we know from the
Isser
aspect of that
sugya
that the
Isser
of Haravir is not a problem?
Oh, when the Gemara said it. No, you can ask the kasha. I'm going to get it. That's a prompted. That's really why I'm speaking out. I wanted a prompted. Excellent. 1 second. But upon him, that's a idea, a big idea, that mitzvah bo yosim b'shluchai would apply. If you pay money, then already that it's just as good as doing it yourself. The Gemara, though, says that by Ha'ish Mekadesh bo yosim b'shluchai, thank you. Boy, not Rishlu. Time, it's boy. The Gemara says that when the chassan doesn't show up to his own chasna because he makes a shliach, it's not alf mitzvah boy yosim b'shluchai. It's more than just a mitzvah. It's asur la'adam l'kadosh ad shi'arenu. In spite of the fact that yesterday we quoted a darkei Moshe and a tvuas shar, that the reason why a guy who knows how to do bris milah to his own kid is osur to do it al yaday a different mile, and the tvuas shar says it's because of mitzvah boy yosim b'shluchai. No, mitzvah boy, and we say osur, but there are levels, and here it's even worse. Osur la'adam l'kadosh ad shi'arenu. Frek the noid b'Yehuda, it should be a problem to be mekadosh with a shliach. It's an isser. It shouldn't be chal. It should be ein shliach advar avera ad kedei kach. So the Achrayim talk about that kasha as well. Now we ended off yesterday this year with a kasha. Had it Avram Avinu say he named no yodati chiishi yafasmara. He didn't know that Sarah was yafasmara when they're going down to Mitzrayim. And Avada Rashi brings one shot that Avada he knew. Just he was saying now it's time to worry about it because we're going down to Mitzrayim. But one shot Rashi says from Chazal literally he didn't know. Frek the Marsha in Baba Basra, Daf Kazayin, it says in Yuma Daf Chav Ches and also in Kedushin Pei Beis that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaToyra Kula Afilu Erev Tavshilin. That's a Drabbanon. So Avram Avinu kept all the mitzvahs, even the Rabbanons. How could it then be that he married Sarah without having looked at her? That's the Kasha. There are many Terutzim. I'll speak out only a few. One Terutz the Marsha says is that Avram Avinu only started keeping Kol HaToyra Kula after Bris Milah, and this is before Bris Milah. Another Torah says that Avram Avinu only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. He married Sarah in Haran. Another Torah says that Avram Avinu knew that it's not a problem for him not to look because he knew he never would look.
problem. He did.
Another Torah says that Avraham Avinu knew maybe he would look, but he knew that by him on his madrega, it would never get to the problem of a haftal recha kamoicha. Another Torah I once saw is, in fact, Avraham Avinu did look. But what he thought is that maybe really she's not yofet, it's only chutzal chesed. The Gemara says that sometimes as a Muslim, Isha could be not yofet be'etzem, but there's a chutzal chesed, mashachaleh. And he always thought it's possible that it's a chutzal chesed. To which he said, if it would be chutzal chesed, there's no problem when you go down to Mitzrayim. If really you're not yofet, and it's only chutzal chesed doesn't cause problems when you go down to Mitzrayim. Problem is, based on a medrash, he saw her in a reflection in the water. I'll tell you, Yisoy. You don't see chutzal chesed in the reflection in the water. In the reflection in the water, you see it. In the reflection in the water, you see it as it is. So when he saw in her reflection that it's yofeh, he said, oh, it's not chutzal chesed. It's the real deal. Now we have a problem for going down to Mitzrayim. And that will be another teretz. There are a few other terutzim. I actually saw one. This other teretz that brings down that Avraham Avinu knew he would never look. He quotes the pasuk in Eiyov. It says, bris karasi le'enai. Meaning he made a bris that he's never going to look from his eyes, although it is Elul, and I saw on this same pasuk they say a drash, just a small drash. The Yismach Moshe wasn't drash, it was mamash the sugya. So, b'chol eifin, a little bit of a drash, it says, the chadoshim of Tammuz and Av are keneged the einayim. The Arizal has a cheshbon, every chodesh is keneged a different aver of the guf, and Tammuz and Av are the einayim, eini yardamayim. Now, bris karasi le'enai, if a person already started preparing for tshuva in Tammuz, zman tshuva mamash meshuvah, av, elul ba, so then umo esboinin al besula, then he doesn't have to be worried in elul, which is the chodesh of besula, the mazal of besula, he's already well prepared. Now, Yitzchak also did not see Rivka, and they sent Eliezer as a shliach. L'chayr, the same kash is, how did Yitzchak marry Rivka without having looked at her? What's with Achi Renu? You have to work out if the terutzim we said for Avram will apply by Yitzchak. What? I'm going to get to that. Eliezer was Makadish, and I'm going to get to that also. Eliezer was Makadish Rivka, and actually we'll get to that in 2 minutes. I'm going to Kaidam Antara, but I'm going to get to Kaidam Antara, nice Kasha, but I'm going to get to that. The Gemara says one other dindil. Ha'ish Makadish is beat the Kishinayra. So the Gemara is Madai. Kishinayra in Kishikhtan Aloy. Misayele Larab, Domarav Yidamarav, Yitamir of Elezer, Osir, again, not a mitzvah. Osir La'odim Shikadish is beat the Kishikhtan Achatikva, the time Rebbe Plainiani writes. This is even though he showed up and he saw the Chosin, and he saw the Shver, and the girl. He probably bought the girl also. Now, nevertheless, there's a bazunda reinion mid the Rabbanan Osir La'kadish beat the Katana. Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer Simon Lamed Zayin, when he quotes this Isser, says mitzvah shelo yakadosh bito kshiktan achatak to the timer. So I'm a little confused with the squash over here. On one hand we say mitzvah ba yosim b'shlukai, but even worse, osur achirenu, and now this osur lekadosh katana, and mitzvah shulchan aruch calls it mitzvah. So the squash between mitzvah and isser is not clear. Toisha speaks out. Osur la'adam lekadosh achirenu. In fact, Toisha says afagav do amr le'el that there's no isser of achirenu because of tavel meisav tandu. So maybe this should also be tavel meisav tandu when you marry off your daughter katana. So Toisha says no. Because that's when she was Nisratis. Aval Katana, that's Miskadish Ayadea Via, will be Choshish, that maybe later on she'll grow up and it's going to be a problem. Nevertheless, Toysis fears Ois, Va'achshav. Achshav means in Toysis' times, 800 years ago in France. She'anu Noyagin, ye Lakadish ben Oisainu Afilu Katanois. The reason is, even though Chazal say it's an Isser, Mishum, the Bechol Yavioim Hakolis Miskadra Leinu Vimeshipit, Biarodam Achshav, Losses Labita Nidunya, you never know what's going to be afterwards. The Rishonim speak out various other reasons why Tavala Mesav doesn't apply by a Katana. Now, when it says Achatagdil, the Pais can clear, maybe it doesn't have to mean Mamash Gedoyla, as long as she's a Pikachas. Now, an interesting Ha'ara. The Taz has a Yisoid, he says it in a few places, that Chazal would never make a Takon if it's Kenegan and Mefurash HaPasuk. He comes to explain why, even though they were Geyser not to blow Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, they weren't Geyser not to do Bris Mila on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, but they weren't Geyser on Mila, Shem Yavi Renu. Amongst the reasons, he says, because the Pasuk says if we Yom HaShmini, even Shabbos. So, if the Torah says it beferish, you can't make a Gzeira. The Torah says beferish that Rivka was niskadish al yidei shliach, and Rivka was a ketana. So, and we learn that from there. Why can't we learn that from there? That on a mefurash pasuk again, maybe carried them on Torah, different gedarim. Although a retainer, Rivka is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi shita in Chumash and in Yevamos and in many places that Rivka was 3 years old. Yifsi Yitzchak was 40. Rivka was 3. Tosfos a shita. Sayin daskenim in Parshas Chayisara. Sayin Yevamos. In two places, Sayin Baba Basra, In all other places also, Taisus she did, Rivka was 14. Which leads us to an interesting ha'ara, because there's a Taisus in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, that has a kasha. We know Yitzchak married Rivka. The Gemara says, though, Vashem Be'erachas Avram Bakol, that Avram Avinu had a daughter named Bakol. So Fred Taisus, why didn't Yitzchak marry Bakol? Taisus kasha, interesting kasha. Why didn't Yitzchak marry Bakol? His sister, yeah. His sister, but it's a Ben Noach. It's Koydama and Torah. It was only a sister, Minha Av. They didn't have the same mother. Who was her mother? Questionable, but not Sarah. Anyway, so Tosfos asks, why didn't Yitzchak marry Bakol? So Tosfos says a few Tirutzim. One of Tosfos' Tirutzim is, get ready, Bakol was a Ketana. So Makshim Ha'olam, Bakol was a Ketana. What, Rivka was 3. What, Bakol was 2? So the emes teretz is that Tosfos Shita is that Rivka was, we talked about that once?
14.
Was 14. So then it's good. And Baka was younger. But I wanted to say a different teretz. Oh, but one second. I want to say it's starker. And maybe that's what you mean, but I want to say like this. What's wrong if she's a katana? Osir la'odom l'kadesh es bitik shiktana. Avram Avinu keeps the whole Torah. He cannot marry Yitzchak off to Baka, the katana, who's 8 years old, or however old she is, because Avram Avinu keeps the Torah, and he's not Makadish his own daughter as a Ketana. That the Mechutin Besuel is marrying off Rivka as a 3-year-old Ketana, that doesn't bother him. That's what Tosfos means. He couldn't marry Yitzchak off to Bakol because she was a Ketana. Another Teretz could be, according to the Bach, that we says, Asu la'odam l'kadish bita Ketana ad shetigdal. The Bach says Tigdal just means she's a Pikachas and understands and won't get snagged into the Tavla Mesa thingy. Could be Rivka was a Pikachas, Bakol wasn't. And that's proof of what Tosfos means.
Does that mean the Baal's not involved in the Isser? Meaning it's only the Isser on the father?
Well, here it's not the Baal, it's the father. The
I'm saying, was Yitzchak, is it a question?
Right, I hear. Well, the question is if Yitzchak was the Mishaleach. There's a plan. It's a continuous. And we're going to discuss who the Shaleach was. We are going to start the sugya of Shlichus now. Shlichus Minolon. The Musag of Shlichus is by Gittin, Kedushin, Truma, Korban Pesach, and a host of other things. The Gemara is going to bring various Makairis, and there's going to be a few people came over to me about it already today, and we're starting to touch upon Yodi Arichta, Maisa Didei, Yichus HaMaisa, Kemoisei Mamish, and various other Hagdoris in what Shlichus means. Let's start opening it up. Not everything right now, but we're going to open up. The Musag of Shlichus L'chaira is when someone really should be doing something himself, a mitzvah, a chalois, and fascinating, a chiddush ha-Torah. If not for the chiddush ha-Torah, it wouldn't be. Hu amar vayei, the Beshefer, was machadish, that Shlichus, someone else could be doing it, and well, again, I have to be careful how I say this. If I say it in English, I'm still touching upon the Chakira. What he did is as if you did it. He is you. He's kemat like you. He's mamish like you. The taitzav, what he did, affects you. V'chule, v'chule. If you didn't get that, it's fine. We're going to be slowly opening that up. Now, the original place where Chazal, where Mechadish Shlichus, that the Gemara brings a pasuk is by Gittin. Although the sugi here is Kedushin, and it's Halay Dovro. I saw the Achrayim ask, why did Chazal in the Mishnayis Shtelavek the Chiddush of Shlichus more by Kedushin when the original source is actually by Gittin? But let's set it up. The Gemara says Shlichus Menolon. The Tanya Vishilach. It doesn't say Vishilach. It actually says Vishilcha. Now, if you looked at the Pesukim well, it says Vishilcha twice in Pasuk Aleph. Kiyike Cheshisho v'chule v'chule v'kasav l'sefer Krisis v'nasam v'yodah v'shilcha mi'beisoy. And then two Pesukim later again, it says, for some reason in the Tziyonim over here, in some of the Gemaras, they didn't put in the other Pasuk. It's crucial to bring in the other Pasuk as well. I think it's Pasuk Gimel. It says Vishilcha again. You have to be careful. We're going to go through now the nuances. Which pasuk are we darshaning? But let's at least flow the Gemara first. Vishilach melamed shehu ois the shliach. We're going to call that shliach lohilocha. It's his shliach. His function by a get is to give her the get. And the chiddush is fascinating. Instead of him giving it, someone else could give it. There's also shlichus on the ksiva because technically the husband has to write the get himself lishma. Someone else could write it for him. That's also a sort of a shlichus. It's not what we're discussing right now. But vishilach is on his end of it. The shliach lohilocha. There's also the ksivas again. But let's talk about the halacha of the get. And then there's vishilcha, the extra hey, teaches us that melamed shehiyos ha-shliach, we're going to call that shliach le-kabbalah. And then vishilach vishilcha, we're going to see which word we're connecting on that. Melamed shehashliach ha-shliach. Ad kan. So how many psukim did we have by Gerishin? How many dinim? Trick question.
3 or 4.
Thank you. Okay. Yes. 3 or 4. Because we definitely have a pasuk for shliach le-halacha. We have a pasuk of Shliach LaKabbalah, and we have a generic titled Shliach Oisa Shliach. Are we going to split Shliach Oisa Shliach LaHailacha Bazunder and Shliach Oisa Shliach LaKabbalah Bazunder? We will, but that's what you meant, three or four. But then the Gemara on Al Kulana says Ashkechan Begerishin Bekedushin Menalan Vechitema Diyalif Megerishin Memotzinu. Notice. So the Gemara says, no, Memetzin is not going to deliver Malagerishin, Shekin Yeshna Valkarcha, whatever that pirch is, we have to touch it up. But the Gemara says, Omar Krova Yotzeva Haisa Makash of Ayali Yitzia. Once we're talking about a Hekesh, Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh. So we have Shlichus by Gerishin, Shlich Lahailacha by Gerishin, Shlich Lakabola by Gerishin. Why do you need a separate pasik for Shlich Lahailacha by Gerishin? And then a separate pasik, the Gemara says, the extra hay that the Shlich Lakabola by Gerishin. I want to ask the question. Why can't there be a Memetzinu? A legit question? Why can't the Torah have said just that a Baal could be Memano or Shliach Lahailacha, and then the idea, concept, Musig, that an Isha could be Memane or Shliach LaKabbalah should maybe be Nilmad from Shliach Lahailacha with a Memetzinu? If I really want, could I even ask that maybe let it even be a Gilui Milsa? Anyone wants to ask the Kasha like that? Meaning, without even using a Yalfusa of the Yud Gimel Midas of Memetzinu, just like, okay, there's a concept of Shlichus. There's a concept of Shlichus. Who asked the Kasha? What? And Yeshua, Toysa Rosh, Itlan Edlami, many Mishanim and Achronim ask, do they ask us Memetzinu or else Gili Milsa? Starting with Daya Kenechis, let's put the Kasha on both burners together. What's going to be Mavur, and it's important, is that you need a Bezunder and Makar for Shliach Lailacha, and a Bezunder and Makar for Shliach Lakabal. I want to make this dramatic. After the Torah was Mechadish, wow, that the husband himself, Bechlal, doesn't have to be there. He could be Mamana someone else, have the get, give it to somebody else, go to sleep, not even be there, and that someone else, Shliach, could give the get with a lumdis called Shlichus. Pardon the different discourse of lumdis of what it would be, but that would be. And Afal Pike, enjoy this Nakuda, it would not be true, it would be necessary that she would have to show up, and Bishum Panim Ba'oifin, she cannot send a Shliach, and that Shliach will be Makabal get, it would mamish necessary be her. That's what we're going to try to squeeze. It's Mavur of the Gemara that's true. It's Mavur of the Gemara, you needed a separate hey. Shilcha. That's what taught a Shliach LaKabbalah. Very important. Shliach LaKabbalah of Get would not be able to be Nilmad B'memotzinu Oy B'gilui Milsa from Shliach LaHailacha. They are Mamish Polar Musagim. Shliach LaHailacha is one din. Shliach LaKabbalah is another din. Shliach HaShliach is another one or two dinim. But we have to understand why. Why Taka can't you just say catch on if there's already a concept that wow, the husband himself can have a, I could say representative, but let me use a different Sprach. A shliach, yeah, to be a halacha for him. Why can't it be nilmad that she can have a shliach lekabala? For the record, people are going to get confused. The shliach lehalacha lefiha emes does not have to be a man. It could even be a woman. The shliach lekabala does not have to be a woman. It could even be a man. It has to be someone Jewish. And there are sugyos later on, but man and woman is not a factor. Grada. But again, we're still focused on why would you need a separate makar for shliach lehalacha and shliach lekabala? Just for starters, soon. I'm going to say four mahalachim on that. Nakuda, Taisus Harash, Shitla Naidulni, and Tupshat the front of Pnei Yeshua. We're going to be dealing with them and building with them, and they're going to be musagim that we're going to be using in the Hemshech also. Maybe there are more mahalachim as well. But I want to just for starters, we're going to shtel avek four Taisus Harash, Shitla Naidulni, two in the Pnei Yeshua, to explain why it was bazunder necessary for Shliach LaHailacha and bazunder necessary for Shliach LaKabbalah. I will get there shortly. Besides Shliach LaHailacha and Shliach LaKabbalah, we also have that a shliach could make a shliach. Now, I got the full gamut today. At one end, people were coming to me like, "Show life, and how is it shy? He's not the husband himself." Like they weren't being safe even after this exeris akasif, like it wasn't happening. And all the way at the other end, I was like, "Why do you need a pasuk for that?" Like, catch on. It's like, right? You know. So we're going to talk about that also, and we're going to have to interesting. How many pshatim do we have? Why we need separate pesukim for shliach lailach and shliach lakabala that we said so far? Well, we said zero. But how many? There are four pshatim. We're going to have to also separately reanalyze those pshatim. Will they warrant and explain and make it necessary that you should need a bazunder or makar? Now, niach, you need a makar for shliach haisa shliach. Do you need a bazunder or makar for shliach haisa shliach lahailacha? And then again, a bazunder or makar for shliach haisa shliach lakabalah. Something to think about when we're going to bring out the four pshatim. But we have either three or four dinim by get, shliach lahailacha, shliach lakabalah, and shliach haisa shliach. We're going to talk about it all, but I just want to move on. The Gemara said then by kedushin, there's also shlichus. Kedushin cannot be learned that from a Memetzinu. Clear in the Gemara because of a pircha of Bal Karcha. But there's a Hekesh and the Hekesh delivers. The Hekesh delivers L'chayra everything. I'm going to change this, but for now I want to tell you that the Hekesh is going to deliver everything. There's Shliach L'Hailocha by Kedushin, there's Shliach L'Kabbalah by Kedushin, there's Shliach L'Hailocha by Kedushin, and Shliach L'Kabbalah by Kedushin. Subject to change. As of now, let's keep the three or four things that are by Gittin and apply them to Kedushin. I want to talk about one thing by Kedushin, and it's really an Arichas and the Avnim Elohim Simon Lamed Tzivkot and Aleph, and the question is like this. Shliach L'Hailocha by Kedushin. What does the Baal have to give the Isha by Kedushin? Kedushay Kesef, let's assume. The Tabas. Frek the Avnim Elohim. Why b'chlal do you need shlichus? You need a mailman. You need a delivery guy. You need a maisa koif. You just need a hechatimsa that the ring should get to her. You can't throw the ring on the floor and tell her to pick it up. So why can't someone else do that? Without, I'm not even asking that it should be pashat that shlichus should work. It shouldn't even be relevant. Now, everyone knows that by Gittin, there's a din of pli gittich mal gabi karka. What's pli gittich mal gabi karka? Gemara in the end of Gittin and a few places. The Nosan Biyada so warrantly requires that he should mamish put it in her. Who said Rishus? Not in her hand, correct? The Gemara says you're allowed to put it in her Rishus as a chatzar, that somehow that's also enough. But it mamish has to be the Nosan Biyada. You're allowed to also put it into the Shliach, but that's because it's a Chiddush of Shliachus. And actually, you can put it into the Shliach's Rishus, but we'll talk about that. Is that Shliachus a Shliach? If you put it in the Shliach's Rishus? I don't know. Where was I? By Gittin, oh, very important. By what? Excellent. Excellent. 1 second. By Gittin, though, it makes sense that you need a shliach because there's mamash a din of anos and the other. If he throws the get on the floor, it's tligitech malgabi karka. Does the oil know? First basics. Is there a din of pli kedusha malgabi karka? If he throws the ring on the floor and says, hare amakudeshishli, pick it up. What's the din, first of all? 1 second. Let me make this very clear. If a guy takes a get and throws it on the floor and says, tligitech malgabi karka, something? Not Vadi. I thought it's Vadi Einem Agureshes. Ma? Yeah. By get. And he has to pick it up. By Gittin, she's still an Eshesish. 100%. Not legit, right? By Kedushin, what's the din? So the Emma says, the person talk about it through Shainim already. There are those that say that by Shtar Kedushin, maybe Makash Avayi Yitzia. But Kesef Kedushin, not so Pashit. And with the Emma, there's a big tumult about it. There's actually a Tshuvas Maharil. Among many other Rishonim and Paiskin that talk about it, what's the din by Kli Kedushich Mel Gabi Karka? And the Avnim Eluyim and Simon Lamed, Sifkot Nalit, has a very big arichas. We didn't print it into the Maram HaKaimis because it's very long, but you can look it up. It was on the headline of the Maram HaKaimis. And he quotes a Maharil that says, Legabi, the din of Kli Kedushich Mel Gabi Karka, Loi Mahani, and I quote, Iba Yisei Makra, Iba Yisei Magemara, Iba Yisei Masvara. Interesting, but there are clouds. The Gemara says, Iba Yisei Makra, Iba Yisei Masvara, he gives a triple. Iba Yisei Kra, Iba Yisei Magemara, Iba Yisei Masvara, all to conclude that Kli Kedushech, even by Kedushech Kesef, Me'al Gabi Karka, Loi Mahani. Iba Yisei Makra, what's the Kra? Makshavayel Yitzia. Since by Gittin, there's already assumed that there's Din of the other, and then there's a Pasuk Makshavayel Yitzia. Iba His assumption is, even by Kesef, which is the loaded question always, of what's better, Makash Avayis La'adadi or Makash Avayil Yitzia and all that jazz. But yes, Iba Yisei Makra. Iba Yisei Magemara is a Gemara later on, and then, hey, we should get there. Iba Yisei Masvara says, I'm going to get to your connection now, but says the Maril, hey, if Tli Kedushech Me'al Gabi Karaka is good, then why do you need Shlichus ever by Kedushin? Forget about Shliach Loi Locha. Just have the delivery guy bring it. You don't need a Shliach. And it's an Oyver Chacham to say, you only need Shliach by Kedushay Shtar, not by Kedushay Kesef. That itself would be a proba that you wouldn't need Shlichus. Now, there's many throats, but I saw a lot of Achronim say, Kedushin also, besides the Kesef, has Amira. Now, it's actually possible that a person can make a Shliach only for the Amira. I mean, it is true, technically. I can go with someone and say, I'm going to bring my own ring, I'm showing up to the Chasna myself, I'm going to do the ring, but you're going to say the Harei Amakodeshishli. Technically, it's possible. Call it the Amira, call it the Das, call it the Chelik of the Maisakicha. But you can have shlichus on that. And I was like, it's possible that maybe really Tli Kedushech Me'al Gabi Karka is yet good, but you still need shlichus. You know, everyone says it's a babushta zach, there's no shlichus on Kedushech Bia. Technically there is. On the Amira part. You can do Kedushech Bia. Avadi, he's going to do the Kedushech Bia himself. But maybe the Amira could be done al yedei shlichus. It's possible shlichus on the Amira. Now, one more prat on comparing Kedushin to Gerushin. I saw interesting Ha'orah In the Kuntres HaBiurim from Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, interesting Nakuda. He asks, and I think other Rafaim already were Kodamoy on the Etzem Ha'ara, Haloi Dovarhu, that the famous Sugya of Shlichus is in Kedushin, and the Mishnah that Chazal spelled in Avek is Lagabi Kedushin, but in truth, the Makar is by Gittin, and the Iker Makar is Vishilich Vishilcha by Gittin, and then there's just the Makish of Ayli Yitzia to Kedushin. Haloi Dovarhu, why was the Chiddush of Shlichus spelled in Avek more by Kedushin in Chazal? And he goes on to explain that Kedushin, it's a bigger Chiddush. Now he really milks the vart, and I'll tell you. He says, by Gittin, the Iker is Venasan Beyoda that she shouldn't take it. You know, Kli Gittich Malgabi Kark is no good. The Iker is it should be given to her. That she shouldn't be the one taking it. Oh, but that's a Kleinikai. The husband gives it to her. A representative of him gives it to her. I know, that's called Shlichus. But it's, okay, chill. It's someone that represents him gives it. In Kedushin, it's much more. And of course, he continues with the famous Yisai from Baruch Ber, we've been saying many times, Lagabi Kama Vakama, different in Kudus and Kedushin, that by Kedushin there's a Maisa Kicha. I'm not going into all the facets of it, but there was big radio here that by Kedushin there's a Maisa Kicha. And the Maisa Kicha needs a Pruta, and the Maisa Kicha needs an Amira, and the Amira is a Chelik of the Maisa Kedushin. And the Maisa Kicha has to be done with, by the Baal. The idea that someone else could be the one doing the Maisa Kicha, that's a larger, higher, bigger jump of a Kiddush. To the extent that allows, so how do you talk and know it? Hekesh. Yeah, but the Hekesh is from Get. Okay, you get it? Ein Mishiv and Allah Hekesh. But the truth is, this Hekesh is really doing a big jump start. A bigger Chiddush than we understood and fathomed by Gittin is applying by Kedushin. Now then he says something which I was nespoil about.
Doesn't the Kedushin part by itself create a no. For why it's bigger Kiddush?
Yeah, you could, but he wants to say, this. I'm touching upon, it's true that's a technicality more, I'm touching upon a much larger Nakuda that's a Yisoid, not just a technicality. But then he says something which I was nespoil about. Our rabbi said, this is a Yisoid in Hilchis Diyukim. I was shocked when I saw it. He has a kasha, Rabbi Shmuel Shapiro, a diyuk. The Mishnah says, Ha'ish Makadosh Boyu Vishluchai. He says, it should have said, Ha'ish Makadosh Hu Vishluchai. Oh, Aro, yeah, clean up. Why does it say, Ha'ish Makadosh Boyu Vishluchai? It should say, Ha'ish Makadosh Hu Vishluchai. So he says, no, it's saying boy. You know why? Because there's a Maisa Kicha. And the Maisa Kicha Tutzach Mit Em. It's boy. The Maisa Kicha is happening with him. It's Mamash Ismet Sias. And wow, a shliach could be there. Not just that he's doing the mice for you, and he's representing you, and the takes off what he does affects you. Boy, you could be miskadish boy, the mice kicha tutzach mit emalein, uveshluchai, the mice kicha could be done even with a shliach. Wow, that's a chiddush. So, anoichi akot and I have ha'ara. You know, the Gemara asks, why does it say boy uveshluchai? Let us just say veshluchai. And the Gemara says to teach you the yisoy of mitzvah boy uveshluchai. What do you mean? You needed to say boy uveshluchai to teach you the yisoy of the kuntres habiyurim, that is the yisoy of a mice kicha of boy. I mean, he says it's a diyuk. And you see here a Yisoid. In Hilchis Diyukin, it doesn't have to be that Chazal would squeeze it as the Nakud of what the Mishnah says, and you're still allowed to make it as a Diyuk. As I state. But that's an interesting Hadgosha of Ish Mekadosh Boyu Vishluchai. Now, as Huvtach, we have to go back to the original question of why. Why was it necessarily deemed in Chazal that after, and I want to squeeze it out, Klor Adasoy, we already know the murder of the Yisoid that the Baal does not have to show up to the Etzem, the Sinas Hagerishin. He could have a Shliach do it for him. Mamash Gnoi Vishilach. And Afal PK, in spite of a Mamatsina or a Gili Milso or a Svaro, we would insist that she, no, Gnoi Mamash has to show up and be there herself, and she cannot make a Shliach. Vishilcha Abazundaradin, Nocha Chiddish. Why? Why can't you just learn out one from the other? With a Mamatsinu, with a Gili Milso, with a Svaro. Tosa Rosh says, I would think that since a Baal is doing the Gerishin Midaitoi, as opposed to an Isha that it's happening Baal Karcha. Now, careful, it doesn't have to happen Baal Karcha. In many instances, she doesn't want the get. That's not the point, though. But the Chalois could happen Baal Karcha. There's a Svara to say, interesting Svara, that when you do something Midaitoi, there's more of a reason you're able to make a Shliach, but when it's something happening Baal Karcha, not. I would explain it. When you're doing something midaiti, it shows you have control, power, yecholus, shlita on the inyan, to the extent that you could even give a power of attorney to somebody else, you could make a shliach. But a chalois that's happening, bal karcha of her, shows less shlita, power, shaychus, and maybe therefore I would think she wouldn't be able to make a shliach. Rabbi say, I would call this a pircha. Careful, I'm going to be noticing it's a pircha. You're asking that, let's learn out, shliach l'kabola as a mematzinu from shliach l'haylocha? No, there's a pircha. Mal shliach l'haylocha of the Baal, because it's midaitoi. And on Amidai, they think you're able to have control and make a chalais. Shita loy de lami, very similar about a drop of a different kinesh. He kinesh the fact that the Baal, forget that he's doing Amidai, he can do it Baal Karcha of her. That's really power. Wow, he has a right to do a garrison against her will. That's something that he has such a shulton over. So yes, he could also make a shliach. But maybe she can't. The Shitul and Eidlami and Taisa Rosh are very similar. They're both touching upon an akuda that I would think that the choylis of being memane and being minded a shliach bimkoincha comes as a taitzah of the choylis and shlita you have over the inyan. You're doing it midaikha, you're doing it even balkarcha of her, Tesefes Kneich. And that you can make a shliach on, her not. So far, how many pshatim did we say?
Two.
I have a question. On these two pshatim, I have a klutz question. So let the Torah just say shliach lekabbalah, and then I'll learn out shliach lehailacha from shliach lekabbalah. Why does the Torah, you're giving me a hesber that if the Torah would say shliach lehailacha, I wouldn't know shliach lekabbalah. Fine, but let the Torah just say shliach lekabbalah, and then I'll know shliach lehailacha. So one option is bazeh b'limin al zeh, mitzad, the psukim, especially the word v'shilach is mashma hailacha, only the extra hey upgrades me to kabbalah. That's about it, true and legit, but I have a challenge. Lo yitzuyer, the Torah would say, Vayadabar Hashem el Moshe Leimar, there's such a thing as Shliach LeKabbalah. Would you, in fact, be able to learn out Shliach LeHilach from a Mehmet Zivar?
You say the opposite Svar.
So you could say, Mamish, the opposite Svar, Dafka is something that's anyways Valkarcha. You're so not in control. You're so not the person. Okay, so let someone else do it for you. Who cares? You, this other guy, the other. Something that's mamish, something that you're doing, you haven't died yet, and it's not a stira. The svara can maybe go both ways. It's an option, and yes, and that would be a b'zayi gishmak. You don't have to come onto the true b'zeh b'limin alzeh, and that shliach la'iloch at one end, shliach la'kabal at the other end, because of the midaita, because of the balkar. The p'nei Yeshua, what? I'm going to soon get to that. So far we said the Torah doesn't see learning. The p'nei Yeshua says another pshat. His pshat is, he quotes a Gemara, and this is a very hard Gemara. The Gemara says, Mili loy memser on the shliach. Shlichus cannot not be given over just with words. It's very unclear what this concept means. We're going to be talking about this concept, the Hemshik, tomorrow also. So let's open it up a little bit. The Gemara says, if you want to manage someone to write a get, you didn't even give him anything. You didn't give him a get. You gave him instructions. Write a get. Kisvu. Kisvu utnu, or just kisvu as a matter of fact. The din is, the person memuna to do the kisvu can't be memana someone else to do the kisvu. Because he was only given words, and he can't be memana someone else to do the kisvu. There's no shliach vayse shliach on kisvu get. Because it's meaning. What? If he specifies, that's a sugi called Eimer Imru, which I don't want to talk about yet. But sometimes a shlichus is called mili, and we're going to soon get very sticky about this nakuda of mili. Which kinds of shlichas are considered mili in the sense that therefore it's not so pashit, you should be able to give another shlich over. Zokt, the Pnei Yeshua. Think about it for a minute. A shlich lahailacha of get. What does the Baal give the shlich besides the instructions, besides the minui to be a shlich? He gives him a get. He puts something in his hand. That's not words. That's a get. But a shlich lekabbalah by get for now. We'll talk about matana and tushin and lots of other things. But by shliach lekabbalah, what are you telling the guy? You're giving him instructions. You're not putting anything in his hands. Says, show up there to the husband, and he'll give he'll do the nesina. Now the oil was tiny here. What was hey? She's mom's doing a ma'isa kabbalah. No, she's standing there passively, and you're being mamana someone else just with those instructions. Zok the Pnei Yeshua. There would have been a havamina. Get ready. That maybe bechlal there's no such thing as shlichas on shliach lekabbalah. If not for Rebbe's under a pasuk, because it's mili ba'alma. And careful, this is cheating, because in the real sugi in Gittin of Mili, it's discussing that a second shliach, a first shliach, can't make a second shliach. But the Pnei Yeshua wants to squeeze this idea even earlier stage. If the Torah would only say shliach la'ilocha, and the Torah wouldn't say shliach la'kabbalah, I would have thought, there's no such thing as shliach la'kabbalah. It's Mili ba'alma. Now, before I forget to announce, I think the sign is still here. And yeah, I was told b'shlichus that Yerachmili, that's his name. Yerachmili Dryish is Chasana. Then Hagoyin Abzev is tonight. His instructions instead of Night Seder or together in what's it called? Mishulav with Night Seder. Details to follow. I didn't want to forget about that. That's a big, big simcha for all of us, B'siyata D'Shmaya. But I want to get back to Mili. One second. Oh, so that was a pshat from the Pnei Yeshua. Then the Pnei Yeshua says one more pshat. Amayr Dikin Akuda, and I got confused because it sounds like Mili, it's not, it's something else now. The Lamdas of Shlichus, Lamashal, did we throw out various Nuschois that we're going to next week talk about, whether Shlichus is Yichas Hamaisa or Yode Arichto or Kemoisei Mamish or these various ideas? In Shlich Lohilocha, the concept is that the Maisa Nesinas get what the shliach did, it's as if that the Baal did it. I would call that shlichus of yichas hamaisa. Pardon that we haven't discussed these ideas yet. But shlichus la'ilocha l'chayru would be yichas hamaisa. But at her end of it, she's standing there passively. You know what kind of shlichus you need to fathom that? On one hand, it's only passive, but on the other hand, punk fucker, always both ways. You mamash have to make it yodoy ki yodoy. She has to literally make someone else be her. Because there's no action that you could focus on and say, that is being done. That needs a bigger chiddush, that someone could even passively be her. That I wouldn't know from shliach la'ilacha. Now, once again, the challenge, let the Torah just say shliach la'kabbalah, and I wouldn't know shliach la'ilacha. So you could say, bazev alimin alzeh. And the Pnei Yeshua's first teretz, I don't think, would work. But this new nusach, I want to say, goes both ways. What would you say is easier to have shlichus on an action or on a passive matziv? The svarah can go both ways. But the svarah can go both ways to the extent that if the Torah would only say shliach la'ilacha, so I would say, you could be miyachis a maisa, yidei shliach. But I wouldn't know that you could have yodah ki yodah. If the Torah would only say shliach la'kabbalah, I would say, yeah, you could have someone be yodah ki yodah, but you can't have be miyachis a maisa. It's possible that the svarah could go. It's possible that the svarah could go both ways. What? Oh, so that's done. So you have to have it out with him. The Achrayim understanding that there's a mice in a sina, and then the Kabbalah is passive. But l'chayr faket, maybe it's a mice a Kabbalah. We have to still discuss that. We have to still discuss that. Now, there's two ways where we're going to be headed now. First of all, in the structure of the drushes, we have to do the Tosfos. Tosfos has an interesting kasha. He says, count your drushes. Vishilach vishilcha taught vishliach la'ilach and shliach la'kabbalah. The next pasuk, Rashi brings it two times that it says vishilcha. The next one teaches me shliach ha'isa shliach. So, frek taisis, one second. We have a problem because there's also another din, right? Pirusha, kuntris trei vishilcha k'sid v'parasha. V'yim toimar, ha'itzra chad vishilcha l'medrish d'ktana v'shoyte eni yichoy l'izgarish. D'hochi mashma vishilcha misha mashalechis v'eni chizeres, prat lezusha mashalechis v'chizeres. Frek taisis, count up how many drushes you want to squeeze out of these words. There's another din also that you can't divorce a shoyte or a ktana because she has to understand that she's really out of here and not that she's coming back. Mashalechis v'eni chizeres. So Vaktai says, we don't have enough drushes. And the answer is no, that the Vishilcha Basra can teach you two things. The Vishilcha Basra can also teach you Shliach HaYisa Shliach, and also teach you Mishalech HaZvein HaZeres. Frek the Marsha and the Pnei Yeshua, I'm going to talk about this tomorrow, I want to set it up just, we have a few things to set up. Hello, the first drusha told me two dinim. Which two dinim we've spent elaborately discussed, with, we learned that from the first Vishilcha, and we said we need separate psukim, the bob, the hay, whatever it is, but we learned that out separate dinim. One, Shliach HaYimacha. Two, shliach l'kabbalah. And then Taisa says, but what about the second pasuk? Oh, the second pasuk teaches you, careful, shliach ha'isa shliach. For Taisa, yeah, but how could you also know mishaleches v'ene chazeres? So he wakes up light bulb, he says, oh, you can learn that two dinim. Also shliach ha'isa shliach, and also mishaleches v'ene chazeres. For Ekta Marshal, what are you so excited that you can squeeze two dinim out of the second pasuk? You were able to get two dinim out of the first pasuk also. I'll count them again. The first pasuk taught you, and I count. One, shliach la'ilacha, two, shliach la'kabbalah. And then, of course, the second pasuk can teach you two dinim, shliach la'isa shliach, and mishalach is v'nechazeres. What's the hispilus? What's going on over here, b'chlal? This might have to do with shliach la'isa shliach itself is two dinim. But we have to discuss that, and that's a machlekes marsha and Pnei Yeshua, which we're going to go into. But now, I want to go into this nekuda. Shliach la'isa shliach. Is that only true by shliach l'haylocha, or is that actually true by shliach l'kabbalah as well? This is going to affect the cheshbon of the drushas. How many drushas do we have? But here is where it goes something interesting. The Shita Leinoid Lemi talks about it on others. They want to say a mayor de kechidish. That by shliach l'kabbalah, yes, the Torah was mechadish that there is shliach l'kabbalah. But even after the Torah was mechadish that there is shliach l'kabbalah, the shliach l'kabbalah taka can't make another shliach. Why not? Why can't the shliach l'kabbalah make another shliach? Even after we know shliach l'haylocha, I respect that. And we know shliach l'kabbalah, I respect that. And we know that a shliach l'haylocha can be made another shliach. Shliach ha'isa shliach. There's still a mokum to dan that a shliach l'kabbalah can't be made another shliach l'kabbalah. And what's the secret word? Meaning. Because the shliach, and this is not a havamim, this is for the real, that there's a problem of mili by memser on the shliach. Because if you think about it, the shliach l'kabbalah doesn't have anything in his hands. He has instructions. And he wants to pass over those instructions to another shliach.
Wait, what are you giving me?
It's not a joke. It's a machlekes rishayim. there are Rishonim that hold that taka, a shliach lekabbalah, cannot be meman another shliach lekabbalah. Let's turn the table the other way. Frek the Rashba by us in the sugya. What's the tzadnat? What's the tzadnat? L'chayr it's taka true. It's mila le'memser on the shliach. Zog the Rashba. He makes an ukimta. He brings from the Barzaluni. It's one of the Rishonim, the Rav Barzaluni from Barcelona. The Rav Barzaluni says, we're talking about when the Baal was Memana, the first Shliach LaKabbalah, he made a Kinyan Sudr. Kinyan Sudr, they picked up a handkerchief, they made it like an official Kinyan. The Kinyan that you made when you were Memana, the Shliach LaKabbalah, allows him to be powerful enough to be Memana, another Shliach. Why? How? What happened? I want to leave with a Chakira. Is the Pshat in the Barzaluni that because you made a Kinyan, it's not considered Mili? Or is the Pshat in the Barzaluni, since you made a Kinyan, even though it is Mili, and Mili is like Memsel Lashliach, but because of the Kinyan that you did, it's powerful enough to give over, even though it's Mili. Kinyan Sudr of the Barzaluni makes it ice Mili, or it allows you to transfer Mili. A Nekuda, Lizgada, but it's going to affect us. But again, we saw this fascinating idea that by Shliach Le Kabbalah, by Gidin, there's a Makam to Dan. We talked earlier that maybe there would be a Hab Mina B'chalal Shunim Shliach Le Kabbalah, because it's Mili. We got past that. There's a special drasha. But now we're saying that Shliach Le Kabbalah of making another Shliach might be Mili. One last very important announcement, and this is a big topic we're going to go into tomorrow, and it's not going to be so boring to understand the Etzem Musag, but I want to put it on the table. Shliach Le Hilacha by Kedushin. When you Mamana Shliach L'Hilacha by Kedushin, you put something in his hands? Is it just words?
Money.
The money, the ring, the shtar. Yet, there's a big nidin in the Rishonim that specifically by Kedushin, Shliach L'Hilacha by Kedushin is Mili. And in fact, maybe it's possible that a Shliach L'Hilacha cannot be Mamana another Shliach L'Hilacha. By Kedushinah. And that's a big machlekes for showing them why Mili would be an issue. Now, so to wrap up, Mili, we talked about Mili in reference to the Shliach LeKabbalah original. The Pnei Yeshua is one of many pshatim. Why b'chlal you need a bazundere pasuk for Shliach LeKabbalah? Even if I already understood the concept that a Baal could be Mamana Shliach LeHilacha, and I know that, I still would not know that an Isha could be Mamana Shliach LeKabbalah. We said four pshatim, but one of them was from the Pnei Yeshua. I would think it's Mili, and Mili would get nipped even in the first stage. But we're also going to be discussing more at length the idea that even after someone is a Shliach, in certain instances, a Shliach wouldn't, even though the Gemara says Shliach is a Shliach, it's limited. A Shliach cannot make another Shliach by Mili. And we're going to talk maybe more about two very pointed cases. Shliach LeKabbalah of Get, you get it? Might be Mili, and as such can't be Memana, another Shliach. And we're also going to be discussing that Shliach LeHilacha of Kedushin, for various reasons, might be considered Mugder as Mili, to be discussed. It's not just Mili.